From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking to the Christian Broadcasting Network, said that Russian President Vladimir Putin would have preferred Hillary Clinton as the current president of the United States.
If Hillary had won, our military would be decimated. Mm-hmm. Our energy would be much more expensive. That's what Putin doesn't like about me. And that's why I say, why would he want me? Because from day one, I wanted a strong military. He doesn't want to see that.
And President Trump said that speaking to the Christian Broadcasting Network's Pat Roberts says that he went on to say that in a case like Syria, they can get together, do a ceasefire, and there are many other cases where getting along can be very positive. The current ceasefire in Syria remains intact, in contrast to previous efforts to stop the violence there, which Trump said haven't held at all. President Trump, who has in the past disparaged Paris as an unsafe city because of terrorism, will be there to mark the French national holiday, Bastille Day, Friday, after holding counterterrorism talks with President Emmanuel Macron and marking the 100th anniversary of U.S. troops entering World War I. More recently, he suggested that the Islamic State attacks in Paris had diminished its standing as a world-class destination. As he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 International Paris Accord to control greenhouse gas emissions, Mr. Trump said he was elected to represent Pittsburgh, not Paris. Nonetheless, he was subsequently accepted as Macron's guest to attend the country's annual mid-July celebrations. They will meet with Macron and also talk about some of the issues that's facing and pertaining to terrorism. U.S. President Trump says the White House is functioning perfectly, challenging accounts that said in chaos from his eldest son's disclosure of how he met last year with a supposed Russian government lawyer who offered incriminating information about Hillary Clinton. We have more from VOA's Jim Malone.
The furor over the Trump email revelations has once again put the White House on the defensive over possible links with Russia, says analyst Kyle Condick.
The constant stream of negative stories coming out about Russia is at the very least a distraction. Whether it actually poses a legal threat to the Trump administration or to people in the Trump administration, you know, sort of remains to be seen.
John Fortier.
On VOA's Encounter program, analyst John Fortier says public concern over the Russia probe is taking a toll on the president's approval rating.
When he fired Jim Comey, he went down, and he's sitting at about 40% now. Those are things that are not helping the president and not likely to go away right away.
The focus on Trump and Russia is also complicating Republican efforts to follow through on their pledge to repeal and replace President Obama's signature health care law. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The number of refugees allowed into the U.S. this fiscal year has exceeded 50,000. That is the cap set by President Donald Trump in his executive order restricting travelers and refugees to the U.S. But after months of uncertainty and legal wrangling, it remains unclear how many more refugees will be allowed into the country under a recent exemption by the U.S. Supreme Court for those who have a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the United States. As of midday Wednesday, the total number of refugees admitted was 50,086. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir is freezing all negotiations with the United States following President Trump's postponing of a final decision on whether to permanently lift economic sanctions against Sudan for another 3 months. President Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, signed an executive order before leaving office in January that temporarily lifted some sanctions on the Central African nation for 6 months. Trump was facing a Wednesday deadline imposed by Obama that would have made his decision permanent, but instead Mr. Trump signed a new order that extends the temporary period until October 12th. At least 17 people were killed in a series of suicide attacks in northeast Nigeria. Four suicide bombers carried out the attacks Tuesday night, wounding over 20 other people. Most of the victims were civilian militia manning security posts, according to police. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.